Hello, Purdue Northwest colleagues. The PNW Pridecast is back, and we're bringing you one last installment to close out the spring semester. I'm Cale Wilk, Communications Specialist in Marketing and Communications, and for our last piece of the 2022-23 academic year, we extended an invitation to Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Chris Holford, to reflect on PNW's strengths in academics, student life, and more, as well as his vision for future years to come at the region's premier metropolitan university. Our conversation opened with a question on how Provost Holford would describe what it means to provide a quality academic experience to PNW students.
I think that is everything from the way that we talk to students when we recruit them to the university. We want them to come here. We want them to see that we have quality academic programming, that we have a very high caliber faculty, which I have spent most of the last 2 years trying to illustrate or showcase to the community what our faculty are doing, what they've accomplished. You know, we frequently refer to ourselves as sort of hidden gem here in Northwest Indiana. And quite frankly, I don't want to be hidden anymore. I want everybody to know, comparatively speaking, the quality of our faculty is much better than most institutions around us. They're engaged in the classroom. They're providing our students with a meaningful, valuable experience. And they're active scholars as well. We are producing scholarship at a rate that is not really matched in most of northern Indiana. I've been very impressed with what our faculty are doing and the type of experiences that they can give a Purdue Northwest student in the classroom. And that's across our entire university. I'm particularly proud of some of the co-curricular type of activities that have emerged. We have over 100 clubs and organizations on campus now that span a wide range of interests. Our dormitories are at a capacity right now, and we're looking for what our options are to provide more students with that residential type experience. Quality and facilities, the NILS building, the renovations that we've been doing around campus. I want our student population to know we care about their educational experience and we care about the quality of that experience. Our buildings are some of the best buildings in Northwest Indiana to provide that quality educational experience. And ultimately, we want our degree programs at the end to be quality programs that they're proud that they graduated from. And so I think that when we talk about quality, it's about all the facets of the university doing the best job that we can to provide the best, well-rounded experience to our students.
A particular point of pride for Provost Holford has been the implementation and recognition of high levels of sponsored research at PNW, over $30 million over the past few years and counting. He expanded on why that is so meaningful for an institution of our size.
I've been very proud of the expansion and the quality of the research that our faculty are producing. Sponsored research, and that is funded research from outside of the university, over the past 3 years has more than tripled. Our sponsored research activity is double of that of any of the institutions in the northern part of the state, with the exception of Notre Dame, which is a different type of private institution. We're doing really incredible things in sponsored research. In particular, I think that the quality of scholarship that is going on, the level of sponsored research activity we have, is a reflection of a recognition of the type of applied research we're doing and the impact that that type of research can have. So, you know, in the last 2.5 years, we've had more than $30 million in grants received to the institution. I have every expectation, knowing what our totals are for 3 quarters of this year complete, that will be equal to or exceed what we've done in past years. So that trend has certainly continued over a 3-year period. It's not a fluke when we have the same outcomes over a 3-year period. We're now regularly receiving grants from agencies like the National Science Foundation, NIH, Department of Energy. Even recently in the area of cybersecurity, a major grant from the NSA for cyber defense and cyber defense education. So the impact of that level of scholarship is really being felt around the institution, and it is something our faculty should be very proud of. And again, I want to do everything within my power to make sure the community that we serve, the metropolitan community we serve, knows the expertise this campus has to offer. And that our student body coming in knows that they are actually at a really premier institution.
Over the last few years, PNW has established two doctoral programs, with a third well on the way, the Applied Doctor of Psychology. As of this Pridecast recording, the Purdue Board of Trustees approved the PsyD curriculum and sent it on to its next step to the Indiana Commission for Higher Education and the Higher Learning Commission after that. Provost Tolford took time to share the importance of adding these advanced practice degrees to PNW's graduate school offerings and the deliberate nature of their application to the region's industries and needs.
Mental health continues to be a large need in Northwest Indiana, and realistically, I could expand this. We're not necessarily serving the whole country, but this is a problem across the whole country, where you have big organizations, even hospital systems, that are unable to meet this need. And so we saw our opportunity. We certainly had expertise in the faculty to develop the programming that was necessary. We embarked on about an 18-month process to build a curriculum for this. Our faculty were heavily engaged for a period of time in psychology, building a curriculum. We have gone through the approval process now, pending approval by the Higher Learning Commission and the state. We'll launch our first cohort into this need. Given that we have clinical facilities out on Indianapolis Boulevard right now that are serving a community need, we see this as a logical next step for us moving into the space. And it has two functions. Again, our students get to be directly involved as a practitioner in these particular spaces. And then on top of that, we both have the quality experience for our trainees, but we're also helping to serve a need here in Northwest Indiana in particular. And I think when you have those congruent missions, a desire to serve the community, and the ability as an institution to provide expertise to solve that problem, those are good fits. We're not trying to be something that we're not as an institution. We're really trying to meet those needs that the community has around us. We're really looking for our opportunities. And that has to really transform the institution. Again, 25 years ago, I started an institution that was primarily conferring associate's degrees, and now we've moved into a space where we have advanced practice degrees. I've used the word a lot, but it's something as an institution, I'm very proud that the institution is building programs that are meeting needs in the community we serve. And I think that helps us when we look at the definition of a metropolitan serving institution. The word serving is in there. We're a public state institution. We're trying to be responsive to the needs of the community that we're serving.
Provost Tolford and his office have long emphasized during this academic year that retention must be kept at the forefront, and he was excited to share more about another development recently approved by the Purdue Board of Trustees, PNW's forthcoming University College.
This is a university goal. This isn't one department or one unit or one idea. It's as an institution, how do we create an environment that students are proud to be at and want to stay at and complete their degrees in a timely fashion? So what we've done is systematically started looking at what are roadblocks to students coming to college? What are the roadblocks that are in place for students persisting in college? And then how we as an institution can take steps to remove those roadblocks or remove barriers, whether those be services that we need to provide as an institution. You've seen a lot of expansion of services that we provide across both campuses. We've looked at keeping our tuition as low as possible in the state to make us accessible to individuals that want to obtain advanced degrees. We put support systems in place, and then we've spent a lot of effort in, again, co-curricular types of activities, clubs, organizations that students can be involved in and feel like they belong and are a part of the fabric of the institution. That's reflected both in the curriculum, the way that, again, we are approaching students, and then what we're doing across the campus in the form of renovation. We're formalizing the idea of the University College. Students that had previously been admitted to the institution that were undecided in what they were doing or had not declared a major yet weren't formally part of any of the academic colleges. We want them to know they belong at this institution. They've already selected us. They're already here. We want to retain them at higher rates. We want to them to feel as if they belong to or belong with the institution. And the University College is an evolution of that, where all students that apply and are accepted into our institution will be part of a college home. They'll be able to associate with other students in the college. And that's part of this desire for us to formally recognize a university college. Dean Schwartz, who is currently the Dean of the Honors College and Undergraduate Studies, will be also in charge of the university college. They'll have a home unit that they're part of. They'll have a dean that they can go to help work through concerns. But it is the idea of creating that welcoming campus where all students belong and see that they fit, as opposed to accepting students to the university that don't really have an academic home and don't feel like they're supported. We want those students to feel supported in their academic efforts, and we want to use that as a vehicle to direct those support services to that student population. The goal will still be to encourage those students after about 30 credit hours in the university college to transfer into one of the other programmatic colleges, but it'll give them the time and space to take some coursework, reflect on what they want to do, what career outcome they're after, and then select an appropriate college to transfer into.
We closed out our conversation by letting Provost Holford share his vision of PNW's Metropolitan University identity and what he wants to see in our future academic years.
I believe, as a public state institution, we want to be an affordable, accessible opportunity, in particular the communities we serve and beyond. And I want us to be providing that quality educational experience that a student will turn around post-graduation and look back and be proud to have come from an institution that set them on a trajectory that they were very interested in. I'm a biologist, so I like the term evolve. As an institution, we have continued to evolve at a pretty rapid rate during the entire 25 years I've been here. I want us to continue evolving, continuing our students in a meaningful way. And again, what attracted me and kept me at the institution was the power of the interaction between the faculty and the students. I feel that that has been a real strength of our institution historically. While we continue to evolve, I still don't want to lose touch with this important bond that builds between faculty and students, faculty that really care about the success of their students and always have been willing to invest extra time helping students that want to attain something get to their career goal. As we continue to change, as our degree programs continue to change, one of the things I hope that we see at the institution is that we maintain this identity of being caring about the individual students. We don't lose sight of the individual student that comes to this institution. And I really think throughout our history, we've really done an amazing job in that space. I think that makes us somewhat unique for mid-sized public institutions that are really focused on the success of individual students moving through the university.
We thank Provost Holford for a wonderful talk to include on PrideCast. But, of course, what would a PrideCast episode be without a last roundup of recent news? Chancellor Thomas Keyon recently announced he will conclude his tenure as the PNW Chancellor June 30th, 2024, and transition to faculty in accordance with system policy limiting service timeframes in leadership positions. Purdue University President Meng Chang and the Board of Trustees announced Trustee Malcolm DeKreiger will chair an advisory committee for PNW's next chancellor. On the 10th annual PNW Day of Giving, Purdue Northwest set an all-time record in total funds raised and gifts made in $2.85 million and 1,895 donations in 24 hours. The participation rate increased by 34% from last year. PNW ranked fourth among 77 participating units in the Purdue system for total gifts received. PNW also ranked ninth system-wide among units in total dollars raised. For more information, you can visit pnw.edu/day-of-giving. Niaz Latif will step down from his role as Dean of the College of Technology on June 30th, after which he will transition to oversee the Office of Research and Sponsored Programs, the Future Roberts Impact Lab, and continue as Executive Director of the Commercialization and Manufacturing Excellence Center. Mohamed Zarahi will transition from Associate Dean to Interim Dean of the College of Technology effective July 1st. U.S. News and World Report recently recognized two of PNW's graduate program offerings in the 2023-24 Best Graduate School Rankings. PNW's Master of Science in Nursing degree ranked number 100 nationally among best MSM programs. PNW's Master of Business Administration ranked number 184 among best part-time MBA programs. To view the full list of rankings, visit usnews.com. Teaching Incentive Program Award recipients were recently announced, recognizing and incentivizing contributions to PNW in instructional excellence. Faculty Award recipients will receive a $3,000 recurring increase to their base salary at the start of the next fiscal year. Honorees from the College of Business include Pat Obie, White Lodging Professor of Finance, and Deanna Shimala, Clinical Assistant Professor of Accounting and Finance. James Dolan, Associate Professor of Physics, was recognized from the College of Engineering and Sciences. Honorees from the College of Humanities, Education, and Social Sciences include Heather Augustine, Continuing Lecturer, Mark Mabrito, Professor of English, and Stephanie Triller Fry, Assistant Professor of Practice. Julia Rogers, Assistant Professor of Nursing, was recognized from the College of Nursing. And honorees from the College of Technology include Lakshman Mappa, Professor of Mechanical Engineering Technology, and Michael Roller, Associate Professor of Computer Information Technology and Graphics. Finally, PNW will host spring commencement exercises on Saturday, May 6th. A total of 889 candidates, including 755 earning baccalaureate degrees and 134 earning master's degrees, will be recognized. Spring commencement will take place outdoors south of the Nils K. Nelson Bioscience Innovation Building. With that, I want to extend my sincerest gratitude to all of you who listened along during this academic year. We look forward to bringing you more information in this accessible format in 2023-24. Of course, I'll give the gentle reminder that by visiting pnw.edu/podcast, you can revisit all the episodes of this past year, submit your own internal faculty and staff news suggestions, and share general feedback with us so we can continue improving this initiative. I'm Cale Wilk, signing off for now. Have a great summer, and we'll reconnect in the fall semester.